Though Avis hadn't asked for volunteers, Ginny sauntered to the middle of the circle like a chorus girl at a casting call. "I'm Ginny Maeve Atkins. Before coming to Bristol Banks, I was either a barnstormer, a bootlegger, or a Barnum Circus acrobat. Your best guess as to which?" She licked her fingers, sticky from the sultanas Avis had folded into the muffin batter. This caused the frown on Miss Cavendish's stern face to furrow deeper. "I don't believe you're taking this seriously, young lady." Ginny popped a finger out of her mouth and sat back down. "I thought this was a book club, not a funeral." Avis groaned inside. Why had she thought inviting Ginny was a good idea? "Anyway, I don't much like reading," she went on. "But when I do, it had better start with either a kiss or an explosion, like a good movie." That made the shy woman next to her jerk her head up, amusement lighting her dark eyes at the matter-of-fact declaration. With a flourish, Ginny stuffed the remaining half of a muffin into her mouth, as if to forestall further questioning, and nodded to the woman next to her. "My name is Martina Bianchini." Her voice had only the softest of Italian-accented vowels, but Avis didn't miss the way Miss Cavendish's eyes narrowed in response. "I am also working at the foundry, while my husband Patrick is in the Navy." Miss Cavendish nodded approvingly, and Avis felt some of the tension ease out of her shoulders. Well, that was a relief. A shame that it took military service in the family for the poor woman to prove herself, but tensions were high these days. Although she called him Patrick, an Irish name but an Italian surname. Unusual. She shrugged the curiosity away. "And tell us more about your favorite books."
"I like to read novels."
"In English or Italian?" Miss Cavendish's question was as pointed as a sharpened pen nib. Martina shifted in her seat, her voice guarded.
"English. I've lived here most of my life."
Suddenly, Avis wished she'd brought aspirin instead of tea.